so he could steal away to the library. He observed Serena stirring a concoction in a beaker with a glass rod, emitting an ominous plume of smoke. He sincerely hoped her latest magical experiment wouldn't result in another explosion. She was perpetually blending hazardous materials and then enchanting them. Some of these substances even contained Axel's blood. Serena aimed to concoct magical elixirs with the following properties: chromatic shifting, regeneration, and shapeshifting. Axolotls possess the ability to alter their hues for camouflage, typically appearing in white, black, or vivid fluorescent shades. Axel, a deep violet axolotl with purple, feathery gills framing his head, was fond of his primary color and rarely chose to change it. Axolotls possess the capability to regrow nearly any part of their body under optimal conditions, even sections of their brain and spine. While an axolotl's regenerative power decreases with age, it remains functional throughout their lifespan. This extraordinary ability sets them apart from other aquatic creatures. Then there is metamorphosis. According to Serena's findings, an axolotl typically retained its juvenile appearance throughout its life, never shedding its larval traits. However, axolotls residing in captivity for extended periods could occasionally undergo a transformation, losing their gills and converting into a creature closely resembling a salamander, which also possessed the capability to breathe on land. Axel shuddered as he eyed the syringe resting on the table. He hoped Serena wouldn't require more of his blood for quite some time. Suddenly, Serena raised a beaker brimming with a frothing purple liquid and let out a triumphant cackle.
"Eureka! I'm brilliant!"
Axel cast a weary glance at Serena. Humility wasn't her strong suit, and with those goggles, she embodied the stereotypical mad scientist more than any witch.
"Must you always create such chaos, Serena?" Axel grumbled. "I suspect she enjoys generating more tasks for me."
Serena took off her goggles and spun around to scowl at Axel.
"Are you really grumbling at me right now? No one else would dream of speaking to me that way, and you're merely a small axolotl."
Axel bristled at the term small, which wasn't precisely true. He was larger than the average axolotl and weighed about 15 pounds, making him roughly the size of a cat.
"You yourself said I'm larger than the average axolotl," Axel reminded her.
"That's correct. All thanks to me. I bestowed upon you half of my magic, boosting your size and granting you the power to speak, as well as perform minor spells for your defense. You ought to be forever indebted to me," Serena boasted proudly.
"I'm supposed to be grateful to be your slave?" Axel groused.
"You are my familiar and my lab assistant. It's a privilege, truly. Moreover, without my intervention, you'd have perished in the human realm and met the fate of your kind. I mercifully enchanted you to endure the sea, where fresh water would have otherwise been your demise. I am your savior. You should be thankful," Serena declared, lifting her nose with a superior air.
"I'll concede that I'm an overworked familiar," Axel grumbled.
Indeed, Axel felt more like Serena's caretaker or protector, rather than her familiar, servant, or slave. For the past decade, he had been responsible for maintaining her room, tidying up her chaos, and even preparing her meals. He occasionally pondered how she would have managed without him. Perhaps he'd unwittingly indulged Serena excessively, contributing to her self-centered nature. Serena had informed Axel that above the ocean's surface, there existed a world where humans lived, and smaller bodies of water called lakes could be found. She asserted that he had originated from one of these lakes. However, axolotls were nearing extinction, and she had saved him from sharing the fate of his kind. Serena maintained that he was the last axolotl. Was Serena telling the truth? Was he truly the last of his species? The idea filled him with sorrow and loneliness. Yet there was an element that puzzled Axel. What had motivated the self-centered Serena to exert herself to rescue him?
"What made you say..."